අවකාශයේ පාසල
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර
වෙල්කම් යූ ඕල් ටු රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර educational program. It's pleased to see you again with this educational English program. I'm Chamath Vikramasinghe. I'm an English teacher by profession and I work at Vidyaniketa Vidyalaya Kamburupitiya. Today I'm going to discuss with you how to read and respond to a simple folk stories. Dear students, as we all know, in the O-level examination, you will be given a question which based on a simple folk story. So, it's time to discuss how to read and respond a simple folk story. Hi children, did you read this story? So I think you have read the story that is provided to you as your worksheet. I think it's time for us to discuss this story. Are you ready, my dear students? Okay, children. I always know that you would love to read stories like this. Okay, children, let's discuss the story. The Hungry Mouse. Our topic is Hungry Mouse. A mouse was thinking and worrying under a tree. It has no food for many days. It searched every nook and corner of the village to find something to eat. The days passed by. It could find nothing to eat and became weak and grown thin. So next day it found a basket of corns under a tree. Then it noticed a tiny hole in the basket, which was large enough for it to get into the basket. So it easily entered and hid in it. It saw very tasty corns and started eating them. Actually, the corns were so tasty that it forgot to everything and went on eating continuously. After eating all the corns in the basket, it had grown very, very fat. You can understand the situation, no children? It has become very fat. Okay. Then it wanted to come out of the basket. At the end of it, remember to come out. Then it tried several times. Okay. It wanted to come out from the basket through the hole, but it couldn't. do that as it was so fat. Okay. The mouse started crying. It screamed, "Oh my God, let me come out, let me come out." A cat heard the mouse and caught it out. At the end of the story, we come to know that what has happened to the hungry mouse. This story suggests us a very good title. That means this hungry mouse. The topic also implies that mouse is so hungry. That means it had no food for several days. That's why as soon as it got some food, it forgot to everything. As a result of that, it began to eat continuously. Then, as a result of that, it became too fat. Okay? So, children, let's discuss question one by one. So, I think now you all have answered this question. Okay, children? Let's discuss first one. Where was the mouse thinking? Where was the mouse thinking? As we all know, where is a WH question word. So, where usually implies a place. Yes, a place. So, we have to find the answer regarding a place for the question number one. Where was the mouse thinking? Dear children, did you find the answer? Okay, tell me. Oh, yes, very good, very good. Your answer is correct. Under a tree. You know, under is a preposition in English. Under a tree. Okay. So, next question. Question number two. Why did the mouse had become thin? I'll explain it again. Why did the mouse had become thin? You know, according to question number two, that means the mouse has become thin. That means without any food for several days. We came to know that one in the story. So, can you find the answer, children? Yes. Okay. If a question begins with why, question word why, if a question begins with why, so we have to begin the answer with because. With because. So, you should begin the answer with because. Yes, who can find the answer? Who can tell me the answer with because? Okay, yes, you tell me. Okay, very good. Because it has no food for many days. Your answer is correct. Because it has no food many days. Then, children, question number three. What was in the basket? What was in the basket? According to this story, I think you can easily understand and find the answer for question number three. What was in the basket? What was in the basket? Then, children, yes, the basket was full of corns. Then, okay, question number four. What made it unable to come out of the basket? What made it unable to come out of the basket? You know, according to this story, the mouse was so hungry that it forgot everything. No, then it ate continuously. as a result of that, thin mouse became too fat mouse. Now, the mouse can't come out because of too fat. Okay, I think you can understand the answer very easily. Okay, children, let's pay our attention for question number 5. Question number 5. What happened to the mouse at last? What happened to the mouse at last? At the end of the story, we come to know what has happened to the mouse. It's a very, very pathetic situation, no? Very sorry about the mouse. Then, according to this story, the fat mouse has to sacrifice its life before a cat. Okay, so children, did you understand activity number 1? Okay, very good children. Let's pay our attention for activity number 2. The mouse tried to, you have to complete the blanks according to this story. Okay, children, you have to complete the blanks in your worksheet according to this story. The mouse tried to blank it. Okay, can you find the answer? Okay, very good. Then, next one. It became very thin due to. It means mouse. It became very thin due to. You know, became is the past tense form of become. Understand, children? It became very thin due to. So, who can find the answer for this one? Who can complete the answer? Okay, very good. Yes, it had no food for several days, and that's why it became very thin. Okay, then next one. It found a basket of blank under a blank. You know, children, according to this story, we also come to know how did the mouse find a basket of corns. So, where was the basket of corns, children? Yeah, yes, very good. Then, it found a basket of. Now, you can complete the blank. First answer is a basket of, children. Yes, corn. Then under, where was it, children? Where was it? Under a, yes, now you can find the answer easily. Under a tree. Then, children, here, under is a preposition. So we have used this preposition to say something, to mention something about a place, under a tree. Okay. So next one. It noticed blank a in the basket. It noticed. Children, what do you mean by it here? What do you mean by it here? Yes, we know. It is a pronoun. It is a pronoun. Okay, it means the mouse. It noticed. So, what do you mean by notice here? Notice mean, children? Yes, notice means so. Okay. Then, it noticed. That mean the, yes, the mouse saw in the basket. Suddenly. You know, children, suddenly mean, yes, immediately. Suddenly, a blank heard the blank. Who heard? Who heard? Yes, a cat. Very good. A cat heard a cry of a mouse in the basket. As soon as the cat heard the cry of pain of the mouse in the basket, it came and caught the mouse itself in the basket. That is the end of, that is the, we can say, that is the fate of mouse, fate of a hungry mouse. So, did you understand this story, children? Yes, very good. So, let's discuss the last activity. Then, children, by reading stories, you can improve your knowledge on vocabulary, and you can improve your reading and understanding. So, reading is very important. Okay. So, in this story, the writer has used, yes, present tense and past tense. Then, what are the pronouns that the writer has used? Who can say? Yes, it. Okay. It is a pronoun. Then, he. Okay. My. Okay. So, children, I, we, you, he, she, it, and they. We call their, yes, pronouns in English. You know, pronouns mean, pronouns are the words that we use instead of a noun. Okay. Then, apart from that, you can find some adjectives, adjectives, adverbs. So, those nouns, adjectives, adverbs, they all come under the category of English grammar. Okay, children. So, you have to find and write some opposite words for the following words. Children, did you answer this question? Okay. Yes, you are given 4 words here. They are many, weak, forget, fat. So, you have to find opposite words. Okay. Opposite words for these words. Opposite words mean, children, antonyms. Antonyms. Okay. We can say antonyms or opposite. First one is many. Second one, weak. Next one, forgot. Next one, fat. Okay. Who can tell me the answer for first one? Many. Yes, we use many as a determiner. Yes, many. What is the opposite for many? What is the opposite for many? Yes, very good. Then, number 2. Second word is weak. Second word is weak. Weak. Weak mean, you know, it is also an adjective. Weak means feeble. So, did you find the answer for this one, children? Yes, what's your answer? Okay, very good. Yes. Then, third one. Third word is, children, forgot. Forgot. Okay. Forgot is the past tense form of forget. Okay. Then, last one is fat. Yes. What is the opposite of fat? Yes. Very good. Thin. Thin is the opposite word of fat. So, I think you all have understood this story and you have successfully answered activity number 1 and activity number 2. So, children, we have come to the end of today's lesson. So, I think you may have realized how to read and respond a simple poem, simple story. So, you have got a sound knowledge on how to read and respond a simple story. Okay, children, hope to see you again with another lesson with Guru Gedara English Educational Program. Until then, I wish you all the best. See you. Goodbye, children.
Rohunu, Guru Gedara sambandhava obata matuwana gatalu saha obi adahas palakirimata den SMS sewawak sakriyai. ඉංග්‍රීසි විෂයට අදාළ පාඩම පිළිබඳව ඔබට ගැටලුවක් වේ නම් ENG හිස්තැනක් Q හිස්තැනක් ප්‍රශ්නය පැහැදිලිව සරලව සඳහන් කොට ඉංග්‍රීසි අකුරෙන් වෙනත් ආකාරයකින් කියන්නේ නම් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් වලින් ලියා 07 1 88 1 488 අංකයට යොමු කරන්න. ඔබට යම් අදහසක් හෝ යෝජනාවක් හෝ ඉදිරිපත් කරන්න තිබේ නම් ඔබ කළ යුත්තේ ඉහත Q අක්ෂරය වෙනුවට C අක්ෂරය යෙදීමයි.
ගමින් නගරයේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
ජියාපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර